You can already insure your house, your car, your possessions, and your health, but that's hardly good enough for the threats of the 21st century. Now you can insure your identity. At least that's MetLife's new strategy to attract customers. The insurer has begun offering free identity theft aid to people who are already or people who already hold its homeowner insurance policies. Noel Edsall helped develop the idea. He's director of product development at MetLife Auto and Home, and he joins us now from his office in Warwick, Rhode Island. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glad to be here.
So, why identity theft? Why did you add that to your policies?
Well, I'm involved in product development, so you're always looking for things that can add value to the customer relationship. You look for things that people really need. And I've been following this for the last 3 years, and we've certainly seen the numbers reported by the Federal Trade Commission growing. Something between 7 million to growing to 10 million in the past years, as reported through them. And so you can see that identity theft is the growing crime, and it's the largest crime reported by the FTC against consumers, and there's a real need there for folks.
And you're going to give it away free.
Well, we're adding it to all of our owners, renters, and condominium policies. So that our normal homeowners, as we call them, normal homeowners, will have some help and assistance, and there's no extra premium charge for it.
We just need to say you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So tell us exactly how this service will work.
Well, if you have a homeowner's policy, and I'll use that generically for whether it's a renter's or condominium owner's or a co-op owner. This will be part of your homeowner's insurance coverage. The way in which it works is that we will provide personal assistance should you think that you're a victim of identity theft. And we've actually broadened that into three categories. Not the most severe thing that can happen is complete identity theft. Someone who's opened up an account in your name is the greatest fear that we all have. And you don't even know what's going on. Reports are that it can take 11 or 12 months before you even discover that something like that has happened. But there's another large category called account takeover, which commonly is someone using one of your credit cards or stealing a credit card out of your mailbox and using it, getting a credit card number, using that. So charging things in your name and of course, things that you were not responsible for.
So you're saying you're going to provide personal assistance to people who are the victims of identity theft.
Yes, we will.
You're not backing their losses. That is, you're not going to make them whole on their losses.
Well, we don't. This particular service does not pay for the losses because the real loss that we see that people have is the loss of time that it takes to restore your name and identity. To eliminate the terrible frustration that people go through when they find that something has happened because they don't even know where to turn. And as to the losses, certainly financial losses, it's very unusual for people to have a financial loss. As you may know, on a credit card, your liability on a particular credit card legally is only $50. And if someone has really defrauded you, whether they took money from your bank account or if they opened an account in your name, once you've shown that this was a fraud, it would be very unusual for someone to have a financial loss in the first place. So where's the real loss to folks? The real loss is the fright, first of all, the terrible anxiety, and then the frustration that comes from the disruption to their personal life in finding that accounts have been opened. How do you get through to the credit, card companies? How do you get through to the agencies that report on your credit and start to clear up your name?
So you're going to make this available to people who have your homeowners policy now. What about apartment dwellers? Do you have personal property?
Yes, we do. And this will be available, as I said, those who are homeowners, those who have renters insurance with us, those who are condominium owners. Nearly all of our owners, renters, and condos policyholders will all have this particular service added to their policy. Mm-hmm.
Now, what if everyone, all the insurance companies, came up with this idea? It appears that it's something to sort of help you sell your policies. Any other ideas up your sleeve?
Well, you're always trying to look forward, but I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. One of the areas that we do see, particularly in the homeowners realm, is the opportunity to eliminate coverage gaps that can exist when people have multiple policies with different companies. And so we've really come up with a new idea, kind of called Grand Protect, that links all those policies together, bundles them, and eliminates
the gap.
Thank
you, Mr. Edsel. Noel Edsel is Director of Product Development at MetLife Auto. He joined us from offices in Warwick, Rhode Island. In Washington, this is John Idstey, NPR News.